Everything we have is from God, and whatever He has given us are merely trusts from Him. In addition, the human being is considered as being the steward, the caliph of the earth, to safeguard and benefit from all that God has given to us. Looking at the state of earth today, have we fallen short in our responsibilities? Today, we review the topic of the environment, ours to use or abuse, taking care of Mother Earth. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for today, the 22nd day of this blessed month of Ramadan. Less than 8 days left in this blessed month to enjoy the blessings of God, to enjoy the spiritual rejuvenation that we should all be facing and feeling, and to pray that Allah accepts all that we have done in this blessed month and gives us the opportunity to continue to be in His service well past the month of Ramadan. You know, the environment around us, the earth that we live in, this planet, everything that is on it is an essential and integral part of human survival. And I would like to believe that people who don't care about the environment, who don't care about the earth, I'm hoping, and maybe I'm very naive, but I'm hoping they just simply do not understand how important it is to all of us. Even though they may feel that this does not affect them directly, but everything that every single person does on this earth, it will affect somebody else, either in your locality, or as the world is showing us today, that something may happen on another side of this earth, and it will affect people on another part of the world, in another part of the world. And so as human beings, and more importantly as believers, as Muslims, as the students of the Prophet and his noble family, the Ahlul Bayt, may God's peace and blessings be upon all of them, you and I need to be concerned about the environment. You know, we could quote all the statistics and facts and figures that are out there in the media today that talk about global warming, that talk about climate change, and I'm going to mention some of it a bit later. But you and I could sit and just spout out and read and watch all of the documentaries about the climate change that this world is going through, although some people don't like to believe it. That's their problem, that's their fault, the naysayers. But whatever the case may be, even if we were to remove all the data and the scientific information that has come to us, if we were to just to look at what the teachings of Islam tell us in the verse of the Quran, which I'll share with us a bit later on near to the end, but two ahadith, two sayings that come to us from the founder of this faith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his brother, his cousin, his successor, the Imam of the Ummah, Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Were we just to reflect on these two sayings, this would be enough for us to be concerned about our footprint on this earth, our carbon footprint, our how much are we leaving behind? How much destruction are we doing? Or how much good are we doing at the same time? And so, you know, we have a tradition which has been attributed to the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and where he has been quoted as saying, ensure that you safeguard the earth because she is your mother. You know, in today's society, they refer to earth as Mother Earth. This was not something new. This is something that the Prophet of Islam actually referred to earth as our mother. And he said, you need to protect your mother. Safeguard your mother. Ensure that you don't destroy your mother. From there, we have another tradition. Let me say this as I move on. From Imam Ali, peace be upon him. And this is found in Nahjul Balagha, where he says, fear Allah, ittaqullah, have the consciousness of God, Have the fear of God, have the awe of God in your lives in relation to what? He says in relation to the matter of his creatures, the creations of God, the animals, the human beings, obviously, but the animal kingdom. We have to be concerned about them, about the animals. And Imam Ali says, and be concerned and fear Allah in the matter of his cities, the land that we inhabit, the space on earth that you and I call our own, my home, my house. I own this place. I own this piece of land. Imam Ali says, have the fear of Allah in regards to his creatures and his cities, because you will be questioned even about the lands and the wild animals. Can you imagine, brothers and sisters, that we follow a religion that 14 centuries ago encouraged us to take care of the land, to not pollute the water, to give animals their rights, to plant trees, to be environmentalists before that term was put into place? And had we, meaning we as a Muslim ummah, had we taken these teachings from the last 1,000 years and published them and done research and studies on them and promoted them in mainstream society, we might not be where we are today in the world. Where are we in the world, you may ask? Well, you look at about the statistics about the pollution of the oceans through people littering, the thousands and millions of tons of plastic that are being dumped literally into the oceans today, where the amount of plastic is maybe much more than the amount of marine life in the oceans. You look at the toxic chemicals that we spew into the oceans and into the water every day by oil tankers exploding or having, you know, leaks, or offshore oil drilling rigs which go through, you know, massive weather fluctuations and are pumping oil into the oceans. Or you look at the maritime transportation and what it's doing to pollute the oceans. You look at the air pollution, what we've done, the burning of fossil fuels, the industrial emissions that factories are pumping out, and much of this, what is being pumped out by the factories for industrial, in terms of the industrial emissions, is really junk that we see sold at the dollar shops and discount stores, things that nobody needs or wants, but you see it in the dollar shop and you think you need to buy it. Air pollution that's being caused by transportation, by the cars, by planes, etc. I mean, to the point where I remember reading a statistic where they said in some parts of India, the smog and pollution is to such an extent that especially young men are developing lung cancer. And they're saying in certain cities in India that the pollution is so bad that by the time you leave home and come back at the end of your work day or school day, the amount of pollution you have breathed in is equivalent to 8 or 10 packages of cigarettes if you had smoked. And so we have to recognize that a clean environment is essential for healthy living. The more that we don't care about our environment, the more it will become polluted with the contaminants and toxins that will and do have a harmful impact on our health, as we see today in the world. We know of the respiratory diseases, cancer, among many other things. We know about the water pollution, what that can lead to in terms, and also, I mean, the death and destruction of the marine, that infrastructure, that base that is there. We have to realize that Earth is our home. It's where we live. So we need to take care of it. You know, it's true that people are talking about going to Mars and colonizing Mars and making Mars habitable. But I would say, why not spend resources on fixing this planet rather than wasting your money to destroy another planet? Because you can rest assured that just as Earth has been destroyed, the water, the ground, the air, they're going to do the same thing to other planets if they can get out there. What does the Quran tell us? The Quran tells us in chapter 30, Surah Ar-Rum, the chapter of the Romans, verse 41, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس لِيُذِيكَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ Allah actually provides us the solution to the problem. He says, corruption and disorder have appeared on land and in the sea because of what the hands of people have directly done and what they have earned of their evil deeds. Thus, He, Allah, causes them to taste the consequence of some of what they have done so that they may take heed, repent, reform, and return to the right way. Allah does not have to spell out the solution to our problem, brothers and sisters, but He tells us that you and I are the problem. We are to blame for the air pollution, for the sea pollution, for the land pollution, for the degradation of the soil, for all of the problems that you and I see on earth. We can't blame anybody else except ourselves. So as I conclude on this blessed day of the month of Ramadan, let me leave us with some points to reflect upon. Point number one, long before science came on the scene to speak about global warming, pollution of the oceans, and destruction of the environment, the Quran confirmed that human actions affect nature. We destroy our freshwater supplies, we deplete the soil of its nutrients, and we endanger our own lives and our generations to come. Point number two is that disbelief in God can lead a person to engage in the worst acts on this earth, including corruption and destruction of the planet, as they will only see their own personal interests as what matters the most. Point number three, and we'll conclude today, is that not all punishments from God will be given out after the accounts on the Day of Judgment. Some punishments will be fulfilled in this world. The law of cause and effect is one such thing to keep in mind, that by destroying the environment, we are, in actuality, destroying ourselves. God willing, tomorrow we will continue with another review of another challenge of human society and how perhaps we may be able to help alleviate and conquer the challenges that humanity are facing around the world. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.